Ladies and gentlemen, welcome. My name's Tom Berger, and I'm conducting the Vancouver Electoral Reform Commission. The commission has been established by the City Council to look into the question of electoral reform. We've been electing our City Council on the at-large system since 1936. Prior to that, for much of the earlier period of our history, we had a ward system. We've had referendums in recent years, about once every decade, on whether we should move from the at-large system to the ward system, and the City Council decided that it would be useful to look at the question once more this year and to make up our minds about it. Now, I'm holding two hearings, what we've called overview hearings. The first one we held in December, and we invited three former mayors, Art Phillips, Mike Harcourt, and Philip Owen, to come and discuss the merits of how we elect our city councillors. And Mayor Owen argued for the at-large system, Mayor Harcourt argued for wards, and Mayor Phillips argued for a combined system of at-large and ward elections. I should tell you, so that you know that I have not been idle in the time that has passed since our meeting in December, that my wife and I recently, on our way home from a holiday in Mexico, stopped in San Francisco, and I had 2 days of discussions with members of the City Council there, known as the Board of Supervisors, and others. They have a ward system. And last week, the Council for Civic Democracy, the Coalition for Civic Democracy, which is a local organization here that wants to see a referendum on any change in the way we elect our City Council in Vancouver, sponsored a meeting at which Peter Steinbrück, councillor from the City of Seattle, spoke, and Peter Steinbrück spoke in favor of maintaining the at-large system, which they have there. Indeed, they had a referendum on whether to move from at-large to wards just last fall in Seattle, and the referendum lost by 54-46. So the discussion we're having is one that has aroused a certain amount of interest on the West Coast. I should tell you that San Francisco moved from at-large to wards in the year 2000, so their experience is very recent. Well, tonight we have three authorities on civic democracy with us, and it is a real treat, I think, that we're going to have tonight, because none of these gentlemen are running for office, and they will tell us freely and frankly what they think about this debate we're having. And I told them if they have any firm convictions to blurt them out, tell us where they stand, but they will give us a reflective historical view that I'm sure will be useful to us. And let me introduce them all very briefly to start with. First of all, Paul Tennant on my left is a professor of political science at UBC. And I think that Paul is the senior authority, if not the leading authority, on civic government in the province. And indeed, he devoted his academic career to the political science of municipal politics until 1980. He was active in TEAM when they took over the City Council in the 70s, and then he turned his field of interest in the 80s and 90s to Aboriginal affairs, and has become the leading political scientist in the province on that subject, and sadly left municipal affairs where he put it down 20 years ago. But he still has much to say, and we look forward to hearing from him. We will then hear from, immediately to my left, Kennedy Stewart, who told me that as the junior academic in this threesome, he was quite resigned to speaking in the middle. Kennedy Stewart is an associate professor of political science at SFU, and he has written widely on the subject of civic democracy, and indeed he wrote a manual on civic democracy for the provincial government in the late 90s. And on my right is Professor Paddy Smith from SFU, and he arrived so late that I didn't have an opportunity to obtain any sort of a CV, except that having met him once before, I recognized him at once as he came down the hall. And he's a well-known figure at SFU. He is an authority as well on the subject of civic democracy, and I'm going to ask them to speak in turn and then perhaps to argue a bit with one another and then to hear what you folks have to say about it. By the way, after this hearing tonight, or this meeting, we are holding a series of 13 neighborhood meetings around the city in each neighborhood to see what the citizens of Vancouver think about all this. We scheduled these overview hearings really so that we could learn from each other and so that I could learn a little bit more before I head out to these neighborhood meetings to hear what the citizens have to say. Well, I think that's enough, and maybe you would join me in welcoming Paul Tinnott.